It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Total Information AM with Tom Ackerman. I'm Megan Lynch. I love this next guest. A St. Louis sports organization wants to make sure that every kid gets a chance to play, but sometimes the cost of equipment alone can be a barrier. STL Sports Outreach working to outfit those young athletes. We're talking now to Billy Mayhall, chairman of STL Youth Sports Outreach. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you guys for having me. Appreciate it very, very much.
Billy, where did this idea come from?
This idea started about 12 years ago. I was driving to work, and I was with a friend of mine, and one of my T-ball kids I was coaching, and the mom called and said she just couldn't afford to play, and it was a rec league at ABC, and I'm like, you know, it's only like $35. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. It's no big deal. So she goes, it's not just that. I need new cleats. He's got his feet have grown. He needs a bigger bat. And I just kind of started thinking to myself, you know, what if I put something out there to my buddy? I had a little bit of social media in me there, but not much. And I said, is it really worth it? And he looked at me, and I'll never forget it. My buddy Billy said, you know, if you help one kid, it's all worth it. I was like, oh, here we go. And one thing led to another, and I put a post out, and I had the next day I had two pair of cleats, a helmet, and three bats. And a couple of days later, I had like eight bats, nine helmets, four more pair of cleats. And I just – something just completely just – start as small, turn into something really beautiful, to be honest with you.
Wow. Billy, how many kids do you think you help each year, and how many sports do you focus on?
Ooh, that's a tough question. We have busy and short and slow time. So, like, I would say March, April, we get really busy. We'll see anywhere. We are open on Wednesday evenings from 4 to 6 usually, and we'll see anywhere within those 2 hours, kind of busy night, 60 to 80 kids. You know, we'll get them in, we'll get them out, we'll get them fitted. Thousands a year. I mean, thousands. We've put an estimate. We want to think it's somewhere around $750,000 free equipment to kids, you know, within the last 12 years. So nobody pays a penny. There's no cash register. If they don't have something to trade in, we give it to them. If they have like a size 7, they need a size 8, bring the 7 in, give us the 8 so the next kid can get them. If they don't, you know, we try to take care of anything that they need, so...
Which sports do you primarily focus on?
We do mostly soccer, baseball, softball. We do a lot of stuff like that. We don't have the means to do football and hockey, unfortunately, because everything has to be more date stamp certified and everything. We do a lot of different things in the community with those sports, though.
It's called St. Louis Youth Sports Outreach. Do you have a staff of volunteers? I mean, how many people do you have working in this warehouse?
Yeah, we have about 4 or 5 people that volunteer every week. I was doing it every week. I've kind of backed out a little bit, but we're all completely volunteers, every single one of us. Nobody gets a paycheck. There's no money involved. Everybody has a blast doing it. You know, sometimes you'll have a bad day and at work, and we'll go in at night, and we'll give out equipment to kids that come in, and we've had parents pull us aside, you know, in tears thinking, it's like, I don't know what I was going to do. And that means a lot. You know, the fact that I want every kid to know what it feels like to win the game, but I also want to know what they feel like to strike out and lose the game. I mean, it's every kid needs to know what it feels like to play a sport, and we're trying our best to get as many kids out there as we can.
Do families have to demonstrate a need to you, or is it just on an honor system?
Just on an honor system. You know what? We believe in our community. Our communities believe in us. I mean, it's something to turn to. Like I said, it really started something small. Now we have just a huge inventory. Rawlings has been our biggest supporter by far. I would say 80% of our inventory is used. We do have new. We try to give out the used and then the new. But whatever we can do to get the kids out there on the field. That's why we're there, and that's what we want to do. So,
Billy, I know you're very active on Facebook. Is that the best way for people to find you?
Yeah, absolutely. Social media, Facebook, STL Youth Sports Outreach. If your kid needs something, if you have donations, every year about this time we're pretty low on inventory because, you know, we go through fall ball, we go through soccer. We're always needing soccer, softball, baseball bats, helmets, cleats. Good gloves are really hard to come by. And most kids hold on to their gloves, especially at the high school level. Size 8 and up cleats, we don't get them much. And girls' softball equipment, girls are pretty rough on their equipment. They play hard, so we can always use all the softball equipment we can get. We have an outdoor bin also. So if somebody wanted to drop something off and we're not open, we have an outdoor bin at 9424 Everman. They can just drop it off in the bin, and we clean it out and put everything on the shelves.
Billy, thanks so much for all you do.
Thank you guys very much.
All right. Hopefully we've sent some people there today with some good quality used equipment. Billy Mayhall, chairman of STLU Sports Outreach.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.